Xavier Cortada's artwork at Stirrup Plaza evokes the travels of Bahamian-born home builder Ebenezer Stirrup while depicting the water birds of South Florida and the Caribbean. Using a rich palette of glass mosaics and glazed ceramics, Cortada portrays these enduring and graceful but endangered creatures, both the permanent residents of the Everglades and those, like the residents of the apartment building, who have traveled widely before arriving here. Cortada portrays both the permanent Everglades dwellers and those, like the residents of the apartment building, who have traveled widely before arriving here. Historian Paul George provides some background information.
I'm Paul George, a historian by profession, a native Miamian. I've lived here since the 40s. Ebenezer Stirrup hailed from the Bahamas. At the end of the 1880s, a black Bahamian, Mariah Brown, came over here and took a job at the Peacock Inn, which was the only hostelry in Coconut Grove, or for that matter, most parts of Miami at that time. She worked as a cook and as a domestic, and she told some folks over in the Bahamas, including her husband, hey, there's jobs here. And Stirrup was one of those who came over, but he didn't come immediately to Coconut Grove. He came to the Florida Keys. He worked as a field hand. He worked as a farmer. He saved his money. He invested in land. He built on that land, rental units and what have you. He's in Coconut Grove clearly by the 1890s, and he begins to buy more real estate and develop it. And he was very generous to people who wanted a place to live. He would sell them land in very low terms, and soon you had a thriving community that the natives there called Kibo, after one of the highest points of Mount Kilimanjaro, which was headquartered along Charles Avenue. And we're talking about primarily wood frame, sometimes called shotgun houses, influenced by West Indian architecture and probably even West African. And Stirrup had built a lovely home that's still standing, diagonally across the street from the Coconut Grove Playhouse, in 1896-97 for him and his family. He was a minister. He was a loving husband and father. His family was very successful in later life. And he really stands out as one of the leading lights of the Black Grove.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.